So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Do y'all remember my parking saga that I talked about? I have a spot in front of my house. You've parked there.
I do recall this.
I have a spot in front of my house, and cars have been...
You was going to call the police on somebody parking there.
I was thinking about putting up a sign.
Putting a cone right there.
Yeah, like private parking or whatever. So this weekend, we didn't go down, fishing or anything. Obviously, we were at the Texans game. But Saturday and Sunday mornings, there was another car parked in front of my house on my property in the spot that's at my house. And I went, I did it again. I was like, I don't want to be that guy. Well, then I come to find out that the reason there have been more people parking on our street and specifically at my house is there's apparently some club owner or restaurant owner that bought a house around the block from me. And so the after party is always at his house.
Oh.
A lot of club owners don't really drink or do all that until they close, and then they invite their staff and some, guests or whatever. Well, there's some clarity. All these people leave this club or this restaurant and go, party into the night at his house, which happens a lot. No big deal. But yeah, They're all parking on our block now, including at our front, in my front yard, in my front parking spot.
Yeah.
Amazon came in yesterday. Amazon arrived.
Oh, you got a sign?
I got two signs.
Oh, you're that guy now.
I'm that guy now. And you know what?
What the signs look like?
It says private property.
Boo.
Boo.
Do it got a little tow truck on it too?
Yes, it's private property. It says violators will be towed at their expense. Now, I'm not going to probably do it, but they don't need to know that. Because my kids...
He's going to end up being a listener.
What's the address? 8507. Queens Boulevard.
So I didn't want to do it. I talked about it, about a month ago or so. I didn't want to be that guy. But my granddaughter was coming to... Well, she spent the night, Saturday into Sunday morning.
And she drove?
No, but they came to pick her up the next morning. There's a car in my yard, in the spot in front of my house. Mm. I mean, here's the thing. I don't even feel that bad about it.
I don't know. You sound like you feel bad about it because you keep bringing it up.
I'm just explaining because I didn't want to do this.
But you made me.
Hey, it hurts you me pushed more me than it hurts
all right,
you,
okay.
Kind of thing.
Very good.
But I'm going to put those two signs up this week. Yeah, private parking. Violators will be towed. Wrong? Fair? Unfair?
I mean, at this point, I would probably say, I would say that's fine. To me, that's better than calling the police.
How much of an actual inconvenience does it really provide you?
The big one was the Sunday morning.
This is the first. Was this the first time that it was really inconvenient?
Our granddaughter spent the night. My daughter-in-law came to pick it up. She had to park up the street with the stroller and all the bag and backpack and all that stuff. I'm like, all right. We got to do something about this.
Man, we got a show full of Karens, man. I'm sitting here calling the dog catchers on this random-ass dog hanging around my house. You over here putting up a sign, don't park in my property.
People on the text line were like, nah, you're in your right. The people are backing you here, John Lopez. Right. Do what you got
to
do.
I think it's fair. I think, to me, like I said, I ain't going to try to get nobody towed. I don't never want to get nobody towed.
Yeah.
But at least put a sign there like,
that's
yo,
what
you,
I'm doing.
You can't just keep parking here, man.
Yeah.
972 said, nah, tow him. get him out of here.
Now, if it get crazy where I'm just like, all right, I got to do something. Yeah. But last thing I'm trying to do, man, it's not fun getting towed.
It was funny, too, because about 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Sunday morning, I was leaving, to go to the Texans. And to watch the Texans, and this girl and her boyfriend or whatever come out, and she's like in this cocktail dress. It looked like Walk of Shame stuff, man, holding her high heels in her hand. I was like, all right. Like,
yeah, this is enough.
That's enough.
I've recognized that I get way too annoyed by sometimes the conclusions that are drawn about some coaches in some instances. This one was brought on by the coaching carousel that we have right now. In a particular, I mean, there's a number of names, and it really isn't, hasn't even heated up yet, mm-hmm. the coaching carousel, but there's a number of names being kind of bandied about certain jobs. And one of the names that has come up is quarterback coach Davis Webb.
Oh, I saw
the Broncos quarterback coach.
Yeah, yeah. Texans legend.
30 years old.
Yeah, that's right. Who's turning 31 later this month. In fact, he's interviewing for the Raiders job today. And I saw Jordan Renan. I don't remember how to pronounce his name correctly. Apologies to him if I said that wrong. Now, he does cover the Giants. However, he said something that has been mentioned to him on multiple occasions, that Davis Webb was integral to the Giants and Daniel Jones' success during the 2022 season as sort of a player coach. Not an accident that they fell apart afterwards.
Hmm.
And I was like,
that's a bit much.
Word. The whole reason this thing went together is because Davis Webb was over there. Like, sometimes it feels like we do a little much there.
Yeah.
The other one that is maybe more so than this one, but I started thinking about, you remember how Brian Daboll got the job with the Giants? You remember what the big calling card that people were giving for him? Yeah, he is the Josh Allen fixture. And I was like, really? You think he's just going to come and do this again, huh? You think that he's just got that in his bag? He's just over here bippity-boppity-booing dudes into being MVPs. You think that's how this works, huh? Okay. Yeah. But we do this so frequently.
Every time.
And
every cycle.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Monken. Yeah, it's a bunch of coaches that's like that.
And not to say that you can't give dudes their credit, because coaches do make impacts. You've got to give them their credit for the things that they've been able to do.
And there are examples.
There absolutely are. I always talk about Pep Hamilton there in Indianapolis, and Peyton gave him credit himself for helping him develop into that dude.
Hell, I think Baker Mayfield.
With Liam Cohen?
Yeah.
Yeah, without question, is one of those things that you could attribute. I think sometimes we get so far over our skis, though, that we then do everybody a disservice, because now Davis Webb got to come and be like, oh, you don't come in and make the quarterback situation, huh? It's like, hey, maybe. Or maybe he's just going to like come in and be a coach and have his goods and his bads, and it's going to kind of be a little bit more neutral than the wizardry that we try to attribute to somebody.
Yeah, no, I it happens every single cycle. But at the same time, you know, you can think of, like as we mentioned, you can think of some examples where like, well, that guy really did help that particular guy.
Sure, yeah, but it ain't all fall apart after he
it
left.
It all fell apart because Davis Webb left.
Right.
The Giants would be in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
contender for a championship if Davis Webb was still in the quarterback room. Yeah, it's too much.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So I was talking to Reggie earlier. Confession, I got here a little late to work because I was waiting on my cleaning lady to get there because I didn't want her to try to fumble with the door code and all that. So I waited, and she got there a little late, and then I left. And this is my confession. So called the cleaning lady to tidy up the house and all that stuff. It was this morning. I woke up a little early just to clean before the cleaning lady get there.
You haven't broken this trauma yet?
Nah, because the house wasn't nasty or anything.
Oh, you cleaned?
I cleaned a little bit and prepared for her to come.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that normal?
It is normal, but we've got to make it not normal. What are you paying her for?
I think there's not a problem with it if this is the case. A lot of times you want like a deep cleaning in your house.
Okay.
You don't want them picking up trash or your laundry. Go ahead and pick up the trash and pick up the laundry, throw it into the washer. Yeah. So they can do the deep cleaning, you know, the down on scrubbing the toilets and all that. I don't mind it. I actually don't mind it. I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, because I told my wife a little late. I told her yesterday. I'm like, oh, by the way, Leela coming to clean. And she's like, why you ain't saying that? We got to clean up around here. So I didn't get a chance to clean up last night because I think I was playing a video game or something. I'm like, I'll do it in the morning.
Yeah.
So I woke up. I'm like, damn, I got to get going. So I started getting up like a lot of the trash, just random trash and clothes that was hanging around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me make sure it looks.
No, I,
decent.
I actually support this. I think because you want them to do the tough stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the dusting.
And also, I don't want her to, I don't want her to think I'm living like a pig.
Well,
she cleans for a living.
Yeah. There is that. You know, if you want her just to do everything and, you know, have her pay to clean up and scrub or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. So are you tidying up or are you cleaning up? I've made this distinction in my mind because mm-hmm. I do think that people are getting in the text line. And I, if it's stuff that's like, all right, this needs to have a place. She's not going to know where the place is. I need to put these things in. Or are you like, well, let me make sure that there's not like big messes so that she doesn't have to do that so she can do
the other. I did clean up just a tiny bit. It wasn't like a heavy clean.
It's like I'm going to sweep real quick so she could clean. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I
didn't sweep or anything, but it was some stuff. I'm like, you know what? Let me get the dishes out the way. Let me wipe the counter a little bit. Let me get my clothes out the way. I think we even made up the bed a little bit. So I'm like, all right, let me get this stuff out the way so she could do the other stuff.
You're not alone. I don't mind that one at all.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is a distinction that matters. There's a maid and there's a cleaning lady. Okay. All right. Well, today we're learning.
I definitely don't have a maid. I wish I did.
All right. So you mentioned something earlier that reminded me of a confession I wanted to get to. You talked about you don't necessarily always buy into the mysticism of certain stats, trends, whatever.
Yeah. Just there's sometimes that. It's fun to make light of it, but I don't actually believe it sometimes.
Like the Steelers on Monday night.
Correct.
That's how it came up.
Right. I don't know what would be so special about the Monday night versus other night games for the Steelers in particular.
While I generally agree with you, I do think there is something to certain places. The Steelers, Acrisure Stadium?
Yeah, now Acrisure Stadium.
On a Monday night, it might just be it's tougher. And the example I'd like to give is everybody talks about Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night, LSU. That is a tougher place to play. It's sometimes, unless the Aggies put 50 up on them, but that's another story.
All right. Okay.
But no, I think certain places at night are just tougher. And maybe, and that's my comment, I think maybe.
What's tougher about it, though? I don't know. Is it like the nighttime air?
Pittsburgh, the fans are drunker. That's what happens at LSU.
But even with LSU, a lot of people always say how hot it is.
Yeah.
And the swamp and all that stuff. So
they always talk about the heat. Tiger Stadium at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's something to, Pittsburgh at night. I think Clemson is like that at night. It's a tough place to play.
See, I also wonder how much this is self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you tell yourself, the more you believe it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that.
But the 23-0 doesn't lie. Or
sure, but
it is.
That's one of the things that I do believe in that building. Mm-hmm. They've done a good job with the mental warfare of this game. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're buying in to the hype of they are undefeatable because they have some force field that protects them on Monday night.
I kind of look at this as remembering the Ravens had that long streak of not losing a preseason game?
Yeah.
I kind of look at it like that, where it's just some wonky stat where it's just like, damn, they never lost a preseason game in how many years?
But as much as it's wonky, two or three in a row is okay. I get it. 23?
But they've been an okay franchise for that long, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been a pretty good franchise.
Yeah, I just think there's got to be something to it.
Are we going to do some research? We have to go and find out what the thing is. In fact, you know what? Yeah. I said it, so I have to make my – now this is my duty. I'm going to see if I can find out. I'm going to go and do some research and maybe bring it back to you and see if I can find out what as I'm writing down actively, what is behind the –
Yeah, all right.
The Monday night record. All right. Very good.
So Figgy now, doesn't want the cleaning crew to judge his nasty ass.
Clearly.
No, for real.
Clearly.
For real. Just find out if somebody, hey, I'm stopping over. You'd be like, uh-oh, let me straighten up a little bit. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, but you say that like you do that when you have people over to like hang out. Mm-hmm. She coming into work. Like, this is the job that she's doing.
Hey, I mean, that's with anybody, though.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Anybody.
But I'm sure she appreciates that. It's just a little bit. It's a little bit easier to get the job done because you did that before. All right, that's some lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Wednesday, so we'll do some Judge John Lopez. The Rockets have a new tradition, and it's on trial next.